The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. What is redemption? What is redemption? Plus, you know, we don't talk a lot about it, but there is a key to it all, and we're going to examine that key. Plus, a repeat command three times in one chapter.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, let's start off with our sponsor in regards to helping people navigate through Medicare, the benefit link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
Medicare is a national health insurance program, but Medicare can be confusing. It doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer? The benefit link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support at no cost. 972-BENEFIT, 972-B-E-N-I-F. Boy, I can't even spell benefit. Is that pathetic? Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I have a master's degree in theological study with a 3.97. I was stuck in a traffic jam for an hour and 26 minutes. Does that matter at all? 972-BENEFIT, 972-B-E-N-E-F-I-T. B-E-N-E-F-I-T. Sammy Davis Jr., personal friend of mine. Okay, let's see if anybody knows where that's from. TheBenefitLink.com. You better get this while I can do it. TheBenefitLink.com. That's the website. These folks will help you no cost. Boy, that 45-second mention turned into 3 hours. That was bad. But that's my fault. 972-BENEFIT, 972-B-E-N-E-F-I-T. All right, we are doing a simulcast, podcast, Facebook petcast until they cut me off again. I don't care. Let us talk about the two most important things about the day. Do you know what it is? Do you know what the days are? Oh, take a guess.
I don't know today.
All right. First of all, it's National Butterscotch Pudding Day, which is fine. Do you like butterscotch pudding?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. Aye, but much better than that, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, that's right. I think if you get Long John Silver's, they'll give you something free.
That's right. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day, right? What's their favorite letter?
Arr.
That's right. We've lost our mind. We need 1 hour throughout the day not to have anything happen. By the way, I was driving in today. I don't know if you heard. Maybe you got caught in it or two. But there was an enormous traffic accident on the 30 heading in.
But no, I don't go anywhere near there.
Enormous. Four crane towers came. I mean, it was a big, big, big accident, right? I'm just sitting there going. I mean, I got there in 20 minutes and waited an hour.
I'd feel bad for you, but I've been reporting traffic in Houston all day long, so.
How's it going there? Is it kind of wet?
Oh, my gosh. They're underwater. The whole north and east end of town is completely underwater, and they'll be on the road forever. Cars covered up. People's houses flooding. We're 24 inches of rain.
What?
Yeah.
We're getting our rain tonight, right?
Tonight and tomorrow, and it's going to be hit and miss for some people.
Okay. Well, I do feel bad for them. That's a tough one. All right, in my hands, we're going to play a sound you haven't heard for a long time. And I'm just telling you right now, 6 years ago, I talked about this and where it was going, and it has arrived. Let's go ahead and play the music for our news, our Michigan News.
Michigan News.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. The sauna in here.
Michigan News.
So if you're online and you didn't hear that, you missed like one of the great theme songs of all time.
It's oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid.
Okay. I won't even tell you where that song is from. I'll get in a lot of trouble, apparently. Union Theological Seminary holds a confessional gathering for their student body. You want to know what they were confessing sins in regards to? The treatment of plants. In their chapel ceremony, they held a confessional to plants. Here, I want people to see this so they know I'm not making it up. Okay? Confessional to plants. New York's non-denominational Union Theological Seminary held a ceremony Tuesday where members of the community placed plants in the center of the chapel and confessed their sins to them. Folks, how did we know this was going to happen? In France, of all places, which is, you know, supposed to be a great place, plants have been given attorneys so that the plants can sue for whatever. I don't know if it's for bad dirt or for, you know, not enough sunlight. I don't even know what it's for. Well, it has gotten to the point where they had representation in legal courts. Plants. I am serious. Plants. Okay? Like, right. Like a child in a mother's womb, no life at all. However, a plant, a dandelion, well, that's got all the rights in the world. And the theological group, that theological group was confessing their sins to the plants. You can come up with a lot of stuff. There's actually more funny stuff to say than not funny stuff to say. It's so absurd that any person would walk into a place that has the word theological in it, or theo in it, which is the Greek word for God, and confess sins to plants. So I believe that they should take that to its logical conclusion. What do you think that's going to be? Ha ha ha. So now everybody has to go around and you have to apologize to your house because your house is made of wood. And at some point, that wood was a tree, and it was a tree that was alive, and now it's dead. So start confessing that you're sorry to your house. Then you can confess you're sorry that you have a mortgage payment to your house. But then first just confess to the wood, and then confess to all the different objects that you have. Notice none of them are even confessing to God. They're confessing to the plants, as though the plant will absolve them. This is the time that we live in. If this would have happened 100 years ago, I'm fairly confident I can say that everybody would have been put on a raft and sent into the ocean, and everybody would have went, see ya.
That would have been the extent of it. But now we have in New York theological institutions that are trying to define that what we've done to plants is wrong. Can I help you real quickly in understanding what the stewardship of the planet means to God? It means stop polluting by sin. Every reference in the Bible regarding polluting the planet is directly connected to dramatic sin. Murder, rape, homosexuality, bestiality, I don't care if you like it, it's what it is. The Bible never mentions a Snicker wrapper, never. But it talks about polluting the land by defiling it through sinful behavior. Stewardship of the planet is running the planet. And if people don't like that man is in charge, get off the planet. Go find your own. I wouldn't say leave the country. I'd say get off the planet. Russia is always looking for people to shoot out into space to see if certain things work. Go over there and volunteer. Make everybody's life better, okay? Because the idea that you have to apologize to plants or to bears or to fish in the sea or to any animal is contrary to the fact that God gave those animals to mankind as gifts for mankind's food and survival. And if you don't like it, tell God he's wrong. Go up and argue with the big guy. Let me know how that goes. I'm trying not to get mad. How am I doing? Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, right? Because it's a plant. I mean, I could just see. I mean, my wife works with plants. She's a floral manager, right? I have yet to see her come home weeping and sobbing. What happened, honey? I had to cut the thorn off of a rose. You think that's crazy, right? That's what's going on in our theological institutions. You think, oh, that's political. There's no political about it. These are the groups that think that people should play soccer without a ball. Did you hear about soccer without a ball? Oh, you have to play soccer without a ball. You don't actually have a ball. You play soccer as though there is a ball, and it's an imaginary ball, so nobody gets hurt or scored upon, or nobody fails to score because the ball is invisible. See, there are many things in which our country and our life is getting better. There are a few things in which it is getting worse. The insanity is getting worse. And for those that don't know, good and evil grow together, which is why you have kingdom advancements simultaneously with ridiculous advancements and sinful advancements. Now you get it. All it means is we're closer now than we were when the program started. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, Get well. Live well. Get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. From 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Like that? Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook davidspoonmedia till they discontinue me. And then YouTube davidspoonmedia till they discontinue me. That seems to be a theme going around here somewhere. This segment brought to you by our good friend Clint, who's at a trade show for Mr. Restore.
Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services all throughout the Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Grapevine, all that area. Just the whole thing. Blech. Here it is. It's quite simple. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies, working with all the insurance companies, A-plus rated with the BBB, so you CCC. 50 years of restoration experience, thousands of happy customers, family-owned and operated, 24-7 emergency response, and on-site within 60 minutes of a disaster. MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. You can reach them at 877-631-7576. You can also go to davidspoonmedia.com and link directly. You'll take the direct link over to them and say hello. They're great people. Clint's a great guy. Working hard, though, and they're expanding. They're doing really well. So that's a certain blessing. Okay, here's our first trivia question. First trivia question. You guys ready? You ready? What or who did the disciples think that Jesus Christ was when he first appeared to them after the resurrection? What or who did the disciples think Jesus was when he first appeared to them as a collective group at the resurrection? If you think you know and you're online, you can always type it in as well. 972-445-0770. All we ask is that you don't use Google. Just go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John if you don't know. And if you don't know, then you read it. See what the disciples thought. All right, we are doing expository teaching. Most of you know the difference between expository teaching and topical teaching. While Jesus was much more of a topical teacher, they're both are in line. Both are okay, not a problem. Some churches prefer one over the other, not a big deal. If you're a Calvary Chapel fan, you're going to like expository teaching. Chuck Smith really liked the line by line. if you're more of a maybe First Baptist fan, you know Dr. Jeffress, it's going to be both. Dr. Morris, you're going to have both. So it goes up and down. A lot of inner churches are more, you know, topical in nature. Great. Today is an expository element. We're talking about Ephesians chapter 1. And the big part about this is the last time we talked about this last week, we took a look at Ephesians. And Ephesians is 6 chapters. The first 3 chapters talk about our position in Christ. And then the next 3 chapters talk about our practice because of our position. So what you get when you're looking at Ephesians, when you look at it from different perspectives, you get a helicopter view, kind of an overview, and then you get more of a land the helicopter and look around point of view. And we're in the land the helicopter and look around point of view. In the very first segment, we talked about what we get through the Father. This segment, we're going to talk about what we get through the Son. And in this discussion, we're going to talk about the ultimate key to the whole shooting match, which people often miss. Let's look at chapter 1, verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. Wow. Yeah, I could teach on that for a year. All right, first and foremost, the very first third of Ephesians 1 talks about the Father. The second third talks about the Son. The last third talks about the Holy Spirit. So if you're ever looking for that Trinity connection, just look at Ephesians 1. You'll get to see the whole thing. And again, chapter 1, 2, and 3 talking about our position. Chapter 4, 5, and 6 talking about our practice. Here we are talking about the Son and what takes place through Jesus Christ. And what we find out right off the bat is in him we have redemption through his blood. So the question is, what is redemption? The word to redeem means to buy back. Here in the Greek, it is used as a ransom payment. If you have watched television for more than 5 minutes in your life, you know what a ransom payment is. Somebody gets what? Kidnapped. Horrible. And somebody is asked to pay a payment to have that person returned what? Safely. Well, guess what? We, from Satan, through sin, were kidnapped. Yes, you were. And Jesus paid the ransom. In this particular case, the ransom payment is paid in a judicial sense, not to Satan, but to the courts. And what we do find out is in the very end, there's a raid by the army of God that will take the bad kidnapper and even the sin that he used and throw it all away into eternity to burn forever, which is like cool. So he gets his up and comings towards the end. But here's what I want you to catch. You and I have had a ransom payment made for the forgiveness of sins by the blood of Jesus. Simple question. What was the cost? Simple answer. The very blood of Jesus Christ. Question. What does that mean about what you are valued at? Answer. The very blood of Jesus Christ. You know what you're worth? You're not worth $50 million. You're not worth $100 million. Don't get mad at me about this. Just think about it. If you had a vial full of the blood of Jesus Christ, that would be worth 60 gazillion, trazillion, bazillion, gazillion dollars on this planet. Well, that's what was spent for you. That's what you're worth based on God's estimation. Now, what's cool and what I want to get into, and we're going to get into this in the next segment, is understanding that by being forgiven for sin, we are out of that grasp that sin had in our lives. And we're going to talk about that on our return, but I don't want to get there yet. I want you to think about this. God, through the payment of the blood of Jesus Christ, redeemed you and I in accordance with his riches of grace. He put on all of that based on his wisdom, based on his pleasure. He bought us back. And what people will say is, well, you know, if it was just one person, see, that's a really funny way of thinking it. Humanity is all great, except for one person. And usually that's yourself that you're thinking that. But it's interesting to note that whenever Paul made reference to God, he would say, my God or our God. Let me explain something to you. God is not this captain of a cavalry that is just sitting at the top of a hill, just overseeing people. God is your dad. Not a bad dad, the best dad. Either the dad you had times 1,000 or 10,000, or the dad you wish you had. Fine, it doesn't matter. Here's what you know. God is the best parent ever. He's your dad. And if you are in pain, he is there for you. He spends money on your behalf, so to speak, value on your behalf. He spent the blood of Jesus Christ on your wellness. Now, there's some theologies that say, well, that means everybody has to be able to get healed when they get prayed for. It's kind of a weak theology because in that thinking, nobody would die because the penalty for sin has been paid for. But the redemption process has not been fully executed yet. So here's the bottom line. You were kidnapped by sin and God paid the payment for you using the blood of Jesus Christ to make that payment. That's the value you have to God, you. Before you are a mom, before you are a dad, before you are a daughter or a son, before you are a father in any capacity, a brother, a sibling, a friend, before any of all those things, first and foremost, you are a child of the Most High God. And if everything flows from that, then everything will be more in line with God's intent. It's a funny thing that we miss on this because Jesus spent multiple years in his cultivating time before he went into public ministry, spending time with the Father. When Jesus was baptized, the Father goes, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." He wasn't well pleased because he just got a bunch of water dunked on him or he was dunked in the water. He was well pleased because of the current connection between the Son and the Father. And that right relationship led to right ministry. Well, your understanding of right relationship with the Father leads you to right Christian walking and right ministry. You need to get that dad is your dad, and he's your dad, and he loves you, and he paid for you, and he wants you to be okay, and he's looking out for you, and he has your best interests in mind, even if it feels tough. Even if it feels hard, he's still for you. He's working on your behalf, weaving everything together. All right, we're going to take a break and come back. Wow, that's called expository. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church we call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, "Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity?" And I paused for a second and I said, "Yes. It's called hell."
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon Media at gmail.com. Website, David Spoon Media, because my handle. There we go. The little Sean Connery who's just waking up off the bed. My handle. Okay. Let's kind of like that. This segment brought to you by our good friend Jamie Blumenthal. Money, money, money. It's sad the people online who are watching it, they can't see the or hear the music. So that's money, money, money. We have to figure out how to do that. Anyway, retirement strategies and solutions. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. RetireTheRightWay.com. Their whole theory or approach, plan right, retire right, retire the right way. Jamie was on the show yesterday, did a great job. It's always good to have him on. He does an excellent job interacting. If you want to talk to somebody for free, no cost, he'll go over your materials with you for an hour, hour and a half, no cost, no obligation, nothing. Just check it out. See if there's a connection. Because one of the things they believe in is that you have to connect to your financial advisor before you do anything. RetireTheRightWay.com. Have to like that. I don't like the trivia question. Is that bad, right? Can I just answer my own? What do I do about that? I mean, I don't want to wait around for somebody to answer this. What should I do?
Well, if they weren't listening when you gave it, they don't know what it is.
Excellent point. You wake up on the wise side of bed?
No, that's radio.
Oh, okay. The question is, what did the disciples think? Who did the disciples think Jesus was when he first appeared to them? So it's the very first time Jesus basically popped into the room. That's no other way to say it. Popped into the room. Who did they think he was? There's an answer to this. 972-445-0770. I just knocked the thing off of the phone thing. That was nice of me. 972-445-0770. We've been doing expository review on the book of Ephesians, and we just talked about redemption, which is just such a solid, important concept for us to grasp in regards to understanding the gospel and the values and how God thinks of things. But I fear, not in a horrid way, but I fear there is a big miss in understanding what God is doing. I think what has happened is people remember that the garden took place and we lost our fellowship with the Lord through sin, through our great 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 grandfather. And so that fellowship was broken. And so when Jesus came, it was a restoration of that brokenness. And look at what it says in Ephesians. It's such a fascinating portion, especially to get your brain going. In verse 9 and 10 says this: He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. I'm going to stop right there. He made known to us the mystery of his will. There's something that he's going to tell us that's kind of like a mystery. What's that? To be put into effect when the times have reached their fulfillment, which means that this manifests at a particular time. Here it is. To bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. The big mystery of the will of God, watch this, is to unite heaven and earth in Christ. Skip right by it. We're thinking that the big things that God is doing has to do with weaving into our lives a certain blessing schematic or a certain other schematic. And it's like we are so self-centered and selfish as people. And by the way, God says that. I'm not the one that's saying that. Jesus said, if you then, being evil, so the Lord knows how to kind of lay it out there before you. And then, just in case you didn't know, and if we don't get an answer, one of the things Jesus responded to the disciples in after his resurrection, he said, why are you so foolish? That's what Jesus said to his disciples. So what's the matter with you guys? Here's a big key. This is all about uniting heaven and earth in Christ, not paying your mortgage payment. I know. Oh, well, Dave, it's about my grandkids. No, it's not. And then there'd be 9,000 other grandparents going, no, that's about mine. No, it's about mine. No, it's not. The mystery of God's will is to unite heaven and earth in Christ. So you have heaven and you have earth. People just think of heaven as a floating city above the earth. I'm not sure that's a really great idea. It's definitely more dimensional. But whatever, the portal is Jesus Christ. The uniting point is Jesus Christ. The escalator between heaven and earth is Jesus Christ, period. And sin stopped that ability to go back and forth and to have that connection. It stopped it. And the very thing that sin has temporarily stopped, God restarted through the redemption of Jesus Christ to take heaven and earth and make a unification process in Christ. The big mystery that everybody freaks out about is when is it all manifested? When does it all take place? Well, first of all, it all took place in Christ. We know from the first go-round that he made that redemptive element, but there's going to be a manifestation of that taking place. What people are saying is going to be the millennium. The rapture leads to that. And then there's people that are pre-tribulation rapture, mid, post. There's people that are all millennial, post millennial. The whole question is, well, when's it all going to take place? Ready? Here's the answer. Get ready. When the time is right according to God. When the time is right according to God. We're the only people on the entire planet that do this. Well, the exact timing is in the Lord's hands, but it's up to us to nail down the parameters for what it could be. See, we could know these. We might not know the exact hour or day, but we should know all the stuff around it. Only an arrogant people would say something like that instead of saying, that's up to God, and walking away from it. Well, we should know this and we should know this. You know what you should know? You should live as though the Lord is coming tonight. What would you do different? And you should live as though the Lord's not coming back for 20 years. What would you do different? And you should live both of those simultaneously. You occupy until he comes. You go forward. You advance. But you recognize he could come before you know it. And for all the people that are out there, and I love some of our prophetic teachers, but for all the people that are saying, well, this has to happen, and this has to happen, and this has to happen, people have been wrong about that for thousands of years. Thousands. Well, it's different now, Dave, because we're smarter. Not so much. Here's what you can know for sure. The Lord is coming back in grand totality. Prior to that, he may come back for you individually. Bottom line, we should live as though he's coming back tonight. What would you do different? Or he's coming back in 20 years. What would you do different? But the big mystery that God wants you to understand, that's his will, is it is all united in Christ. This is the key to it all. This is why a theologian will say, if you look back, it goes back to the point of the cross. If you're in the time of Adam, if you're in the time of Israel, if you're in the time of judges and the kings, you look forward to the time of Christ, either prior to Christ or after Christ. They all both go back to the same point, Jesus Christ. One of the best books talks about Christ at the center, and it's a theological book that talks about everything revolves around the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, even in the mind of God, how we look at time. I mean, it's so important. So at the center of all things is Jesus. Got it. That in all things, Colossians 1:18, he might have the preeminence. Got it. Because all praise is going to him. There's no superstars. You know, people aren't going to be walking around and raising their hands like they're in some kind of, you know, ceremony. You know, they do the movies and they have like, what is it, the Academy Awards or something like that. It's like they, what do? They celebrate themselves, don't they? They sit there and they go, oh, look at my clothing. It's so fantastic. And look, I did such a good job acting when I sat there and did nothing. It was so hard. I had to get a trailer for it. It's like when you get to heaven, there ain't none of that. That's all. Bye-bye. See ya. There's no talent that they or anybody else, including Christians, have that God didn't grant, right? And then leave it to man to call something a talent that's not really that talent. God thinks talent is when we're servants. Uh-oh. That's going to mess up some systems. Bottom line. Okay? It's all about uniting in Christ. Jesus Christ at the center. He gets the praise. He gets the acknowledgement. He gets the glory. All things to Christ. Period. And we get to participate. We're so lucky that we get to even connect in any capacity. We're so blessed. I was talking with my wife, and, you know, we talk about that struggle between living day by day and then that living, you know, and you're thinking about planning, and there's nothing wrong with planning as long as the plans are surrendered to the Lord. The noble, you know, Isaiah, I think it's 32:8. Noble plans are made for noble purposes by a noble man. The idea is that it's fine to plan. It's great. It's important. In fact, there's many things that require it, but they're surrendered to the Lord. So you can have a day-by-day life still going for a plan, but recognizing that God can and often does rearrange the plan. Why? Because he's smarter than we are, and he loves us, and he doesn't want us to just wallow in our own mire, which is what we will do if he doesn't help us. So it all comes together in Jesus Christ, which is why that redemption is through Jesus Christ. We had that. We had out of time. Yeah, 2 minutes. Ha. See. This is what happens when you do expository teaching. I just get off on this. This is like, I love this stuff because it's so deep and you really have to reflect and think about it and you want to use it to help you grow closer to the Lord. This isn't out there just so that I can be, you know, spouting and yapping. This is so you can draw in on the Lord and let him know that you get it. You appreciate it. It centers all in him. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's going to help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Do you think it's been organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip, and in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone, I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone, the question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I left my volume button on. It was kind of loud when I said that in my own ear. Wow, I'm loud. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. Website, DavidSpoonMedia.com. You are welcome to donate to help us on our causes as we are trying to continue the show and advance in certain ways. And that is our goal. So if the Lord leads you, that's awesome. And if he doesn't, that's awesome. And just make sure it's of the Lord. It's all we care about. All right, I am bailing on my trivia. Oh, wait. As soon as I bail, there's somebody there? Oh, man. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing good today. There's water on the ground and love in my heart. So I think we're doing okay today.
All right. Water on the ground and love in your heart. You can't do any better than that. All right. The disciples, Jesus Christ came to the disciples after the resurrection. What did they think? Who did they think he was?
Well, I've been beating my brain to think of that. I don't think I know he was a ghost.
That is correct. That is it. They thought he was a ghost, right? And it's like you don't get anything in Scripture that says, okay, ghosts aren't real or spirits aren't. It just says they were thinking he was a ghost. And Jesus was like, what is wrong with you?
It's like,
this is classic. Hey,
By the way, David, would you talk about why the King James Version of the Bible has Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit? I Yahweh is Father's Spirit. He's not a ghost, and I just wish you'd expound on that and figure out why we can't get that straightened out a little bit.
I will. In fact, I'll do that when we hang up. I'll do it right now because it's a great. Okay. That's a great element. So let me talk about that, and then we'll do our close on Ephesians. Good job, my friend, in regards to the answer.
You.
Okay. So you have to understand that in this is a fancy word. It's not pasta. It's linguistics. Okay, linguistics is not pasta. Spaghetti is pasta. Linguini is pasta. Linguistics is not. So I want to make sure you know that difference. In the time of talking, in the King James era, in that time frame, the word ghost had a broader meaning. And so what happened is in our society, we don't use ghost. Now we use ghost, you think of Scooby-Doo. Okay, and they're chasing ghosts kind of thing, right? That's what we are in our American society. But back in the 1600s, 1500s, actually in the 13, 14, 15, 16, and 1700s, ghost was thought of in a broader concept of spirit, of something that was alive, an entity, but not corporeal, not physical, not touchable, not something that you can put your hands on. And so in the King James, it would normally interpret that ghost, whereas in the newer versions, we don't linguistically use that terminology the way that we would use it. They would use it, 500 years ago, 400 years ago. And in fact, there's even another terminology that goes earlier back if you want to get into some of the Greek study. And so you have entity is another word for it. So you have Holy Ghost, you have Spirit is now Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and then you had a holy entity. And that's even prior because they didn't know what else or how else to define it or to give it parameters. Nobody, just in case you're wondering about this, nobody's trying to pull one over on anybody. Okay, there's none of that's taking place. When the interpreters went in and they went, for example, in the English Standard Version, the spirit was the word that would have been used and is understandable now. Holy ghost is the word that would have been used and was the King James interpreter used. Entity would have been the word that they would have used prior to that. None of these are wrong in that way, and I think the majority of people get the difference. If you don't get the difference, try and understand it this way, and this will actually help you understand it. Christians think of marriage as between a man and a woman. In cultural society, they're changing that same definition to include any two people together. That is not an illustration we support, but it is an illustration to show you how words change. You understand? Or the word gay. It's like, oh, you can't say gay. Okay, gay. Here's the thing. The gay 1920s, 1930s, and now that word means something completely different. Okay? Which is why it's in hymns, which is why people get offended. But that was the word back then. That's what they used. But the words change their meaning over time. That's where you get into that. So Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, really – It's the essence of God. That's the other word. Entity and essence. I forgot about essence. That's my fault. Okay. Does that make sense? All right. Great job by answering that question. I'm good because that's a toughie. I didn't like that question. I didn't ask it very well. Here's the last portion I want to talk about in Ephesians. And we only have 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. I got five full minutes. Verse 11, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works everything out in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are the first to hope in Christ might be the praise of his glory. Let me say something real fast. Verse 6 talks about that we're supposed to give praise to his glorious grace. Verse 12 talks about praise for his glory. Verse 13, I think it's 14, also mentions praise for his glory. Well, it talks at the end of 14 to the praise of his glory. Three times, talking about the Father, talking about the Son, talking about the Holy Spirit. Three times at the end of each one of those sections, it talks about the praise of his glory and the praise to his glory and the praise to his glorious grace. Three times in one chapter, the Lord is saying the same thing as the Holy Spirit's leading Paul to write this. To the praise of the Lord, this all goes. This is all about that. So in this first segment, you see the Father, the second, the Son, the third, the Holy Spirit, and you get to understand that this is all leading to the praise of God's wonderful grace, his wonderful goodness, his wonderful kindness. So all of these things that you get in this position in the Lord are things that should help your mouth utter praise, not curses. That's just the reality. We're going to get into the Holy Spirit aspect of it, talking about the deposit and so on, but I want to just step back real quickly in verse 11 because I only got like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I want to make sure you get this. Verse 11 says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." 2 weeks ago, I talked about predestination and election. And if you want to hear that, go to davidspoonmedia.com and click on the podcast. There's no cost. You can listen to them anytime you want. I want to say this because I think people miss that we were predestined or chosen, whatever. Even though there's a free will component, even though there's an election component, both components, not one or the other, but it's according to the plan of him who works everything out in conformity with his will. In other words, there is, before all other things in all of society from God, a plan. Remember the A-Team? Remember that? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what they had? They had a plan. They had a plan. The plan was to make a lot of money off a show that was really dumb. But, one, it worked. And, two, they always had a plan. Well, God has a plan. This whole thing started off as a plan. He didn't make the earth and go, now what? It's like, come on. It's not like God's throwing the dice going, I hope they come up. Sixes. You know, it's like, come on. God has a plan. He might not tell you what the plan is. He's not required to tell you what the plan is. But he's got a plan. And the biggest part about that is it's going to happen. Whether you think it's going to happen, whether you think it's going to, it's going to be this way, or it's going to be this way. Mm-mm. You're forgetting who God is. It's going to, if your God can't make a plan and keep it, you better dump that God because that God's no good. My God makes a plan happens. That's the end of it. You can plan on me saying thank you because he's got a plan. That's it. And in your life, he's got a plan, and there's something that's – now, that doesn't mean every moment of every day he'll choose for you whether you should have a Snickers bar or a Three Musketeers. He just knows which one you're going to choose, but you still get to choose. Bottom line, there's a plan, and you're a part of it, and it's his plan, and he knows what he's doing. Take a look at the universe. You'll figure out there's something cooking. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.